Joining us on the KRDU Newsline, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan, as crimes against children have dominated the headlines over the past few weeks, and local federal officials say the trend has begun long before this most recent rash of offenses. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Andrew. Yeah, it started long before the pandemic as well, but apparently was made worse by the pandemic. Kids who were stuck at home, unfortunately, in homes in some cases with their abusers, at other times, though, sent home with technology that allowed predators on the outside to reach out to those children. You saw a case reported in the Gazette there of a couple of weeks ago, a 72-year-old man facing charges of sexual exploitation of a child. Unfortunately, it's thought that so many of these predators are able to reach kids, the technology building a bridge between predator and prey. We also, though, are seeing kids who are now, just now, getting out into public. They're seeing their teachers or neighbors or relatives who live outside the home, and those people are making reports on suspicion of child abuse of those kids. So it's kind of a double phenomenon right here. It's thought that these numbers will continue to rise, Andrew, before they reach a plateau and perhaps start to subside somewhat toward the end of the year.
Exactly. It just highlights how important these mandatory responders, those people in children's lives, really are to keeping them safe.
Absolutely. It's not as though the FBI doesn't want people to report these crimes. Unfortunately, the numbers are rising. At the same time, though, the FBI does want those reports made. Local police as well, child psychologists and sociologists say that it's a phenomenon that has gone too long in the dark, so they want to see these reports made, even if it does reflect these dramatic increases in crimes against kids all across the country.
Right. And as we outsourced, in a way, some of the educational aspects of our kids' learning over this past year, where they were doing it very independently, it did create this isolation for them, an isolation that predators can take advantage of.
Right, Shannon, especially in areas, in rural areas. It seems that city kids generally have a pretty good grip on what technology is for and the risks associated with it. But in so many cases, those kids out in the country or those kids without internet access before now simply are unaware of what to watch out for and are falling victim to these kinds of crimes, being lured by predators or being convinced to share pornographic images. And we're seeing a lot of those cases across the country right now, Shannon.
Right. And it can start with just entry level, like, I like that video game you're playing. I want to get in on that. And then exchanging more information that gets graphic fast. All right. Well, Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent out of Dallas, reporting on how the pandemic has given rise to a very negative outcome, crimes against children going on the increase. Thank you.
Thanks very much.